The UN Refugee Agency is sending additional emergency teams to Central African Republic. Since a coup about a year ago, violence and insecurity have displaced more than 710,000 people within the country. Over 75,000 others have fled to neighboring countries. The UN has declared the situation in CAR as a level 3 crisis, meaning it is of the utmost priority. UNHCR spokesperson Fatoumata Lejoune Kaba describes conditions in the capital, Bangui.
Within just the past 2 weeks, 210,000 people have been displaced inside Bangui alone. This is a lot of people, and we expect more to continue to be displaced for as long as armed men are going house to house, looting, breaking in, killing based on religion.
In November of 2012, Seleka rebels, a coalition of armed groups, swept President Bozize from power. Seleka leader Michel Djorodia became president in August. While some of the mostly Muslim rebels were incorporated into the National Army, many were not. The ex-rebels took to violence against Christian civilians. In response, Christians formed armed groups known as the Anti-Balaka. The president has not been able to control his former militia members.
People are careful. They don't want to step outside of the house too much. There's a curfew also from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. People cannot necessarily find food.
The UNHCR reports that many women and children from the capital have crossed the Ubangi River to seek safety in the DRC town of Zongo.
People are fleeing to DRC when they can because the border is closed on the CAR side. Congo has left its border open for anyone seeking asylum. And that's why we're seeing some people taking the risk of even being shot at to cross because they feel the situation is so desperate at home in Bangui.
Lejoune Kaba says about 400 kilometers from Bangui, in Bosangoa and areas further north, much violence also is reported. Both sides are blamed for looting and burning of shops and houses.
Central African forces there had to rescue three people just over the weekend and took them to the hospital. And this is bad because these people have been living alongside one another forever, and today they become enemies and fear each other. We're certainly hoping that the French troops who are there and the African forces will help us secure the IDP sites, the sites for the displaced, as well as troubled neighborhoods to reduce the level of violence that we're seeing now.
Earlier this month, France sent about 1,600 troops to CAR to try to disarm the rebels. The UNHCR says the biggest needs among displaced civilians are food, medicine, and shelter. Many are sleeping out in the open during the rainy season. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.